The German magazine Der Spiegel and Britain's Guardian newspaper claim to have evidence showing that the United States National Security Agency bugged the European Union mission in New York and its embassy in Washington. The EU summoned the US ambassador and ordered a sweep of its offices to check for devices. Stefan Seibert, a spokesperson for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, said Washington needs to explain.
It has to be cleared up, and if it turned out to be true, that would be unacceptable. We are no longer in the Cold War.
On a trip to Brunei Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was questioned about the allegations.
I will say that every country in the world that is engaged in international affairs of national security undertakes lots of activities to protect its national security, and all kinds of information contributes to that. And all I know is that that is not unusual for lots of nations.
Leaked documents allege that the NSA taps 500 million phone calls and emails in Germany in a typical month. David Cadier is from the Ideas Analyst Group at the London School of Economics.
It might turn into an EU internal problem. It might be that the problem is less the fact that US authorities have been spying on some EU delegations, offices, some embassies. But I think the key problem will be rather the issue of personal data sharing.
The allegations come as Europe and the United States are beginning negotiations on creating the world's biggest free trade agreement. Again, David Cadier of LSE.
Will it be put in jeopardy in the end? I don't think so, because the level of support among the EU officials, among European governments, for this trade has been quite strong.
One document lists 38 other embassies where spying has allegedly taken place, including Mexico, Japan, South Korea, India and Turkey. The documents were leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, who is currently at Moscow Airport while he seeks asylum, perhaps in either Russia or Ecuador. Several European politicians have suggested he should now be offered asylum in Europe. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.